Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Passy. I'm a product manager with Infor Education. And I'm here today with Keith Linney. He's one of our senior business consultants. And we're here to discuss reporting and analytics. Hi, Keith. What are you up to these days in the consulting world?
I'm helping our CSF and global HR customers implement, mostly in a multi-tenant environment. Some of them have some products that are still in single-tenant, like payroll, that will soon be in multi-tenant, and helping them primarily with their reporting and analytics solutions. I've been working with Lawson and CloudSuite customers that are implementing for 23 years now on the financial applications and supply management and HR and payroll. And currently, I'm a solution architect helping them with the reporting.
All right. Yeah, you must be very busy. So thank you so much for taking some time to share your insights on reporting and analytics on this podcast today. This came up because, you know, we're all aware that businesses today are dealing with an ever-increasing demand for reporting requirements to provide them answers during some active and very evolving business scenarios, right? Everything from managing their inventory, ensuring, you know, their payables and receivables processes are running smoothly. And you know, I think maybe one of the most important characteristics today are supporting executives that are under a lot of pressure to make strategic organization and corporate decisions, right? Now, what you're working with these days are Infor CloudSuite applications, right, such as financials and supply management. And you know, they offer a plethora of enterprise capabilities. But I'm wondering how these solutions meet the reporting and, you know, BI business intelligence needs of everyone, you know, all the users that are using these applications out in our client base. Because, you know, the ever-increasing demand for better, easier, faster reporting leads us to this discussion today about the reporting and analytics that we're providing with these CloudSuite solutions. And Keith, you're working with our customers every day, as you say, right? And especially when you encounter, you know, users that are perhaps new to, you know, Infor and Infor CloudSuite applications, how do you explain the reporting and business intelligence capabilities that our Infor solutions offer?
Well, I liked the way part of the way that you asked the question, because you were focused on the users and the user need, you know, for what information they needed and what they wanted to do with it. And that's one reason that because we have so many different types of users and they have different needs on do they need some interactivity or do they want things to, you know, be sent out through an email alert, or, you know, do they want to look at things online? We have a number of different ways that people can see their data and get to more detail often when they're trying to get more research. So we do have a number of different options, but first what we like to do is start with the question when they have an information need, well, who is it for? And that's very consistent with how the CloudSuite applications are designed to be role-based. So when somebody logs in, based on what role they're in, we want to have what they need to get to easy for them to access it and find where it is. So I'd like to start with kind of a personal story from today. Often the widest audience that we have are employees. And so for our customers that are using the global HR or the related talent management applications, they're logging in to Cloud Suite, the Cloud Suite application Mingle, and then from Mingle they go to the different areas of whether they're if they're an employee or then if they're going they're also a processor, then they would go to where they would do their processing or go to their analytics where they can see their analytics. So all of that's controlled by security related to the processor. And today I had a need to request a vacation day. So I went in to and this gets to my point. We'll see if it gets approved. So I logged in to our Infor Mingle application because Infor is using this Cloud Suite platform for the employees and employee self-service. And then through employee self-service, I clicked on the link that said, you know, request a day off or whatever the link says. And then I'm presented with a calendar where I can click on the day. And then there's a pop-up box where I can enter like what the reason is or if I have any notes. And then when I click the go, then that sends an alert for my manager to do the approval. And that form also had a little report grid, you know, that showed what days were pending or how many days I had taken this year. So it was like an embedded report in that form. And I thought that's really an excellent example that hit so many of these different technology components that we use in Cloud Suite. You know, it's getting into the security, in this case, security based on just me and seeing things just for me as an employee with my login, and then doing the automated delivery for approvals and alerts, and then the embedded reporting. So I thought that really is a really good real life example of what some of these different features are. The next widest audience often are the requisitioners. So for our especially our healthcare customers, they often, you know, have many people that requisition enter requisitions to get supplies for the healthcare organization. And then they have a requisition self-service that's similar to the employee self-service, but of course it's designed for them to easily be able to find what they want to requisition and then send off the triggers for the approvals and then let it continue on for the processing with the purchase orders and the delivery. So along with that, what we have now, we've really improved delivering some process automation alerts that many of our customers used to have to develop on their own. And so now many of the ones like the requisition approval and other kinds of approval and even approving like manager approval of employee things, these are all delivered and they just have to be enabled. People don't have to develop those anymore. And then the next easy way for people to get their information is to go to the application forms. They have the filters right there on the form, and they can export that data to Excel or export it to PDF. And then from there, they can also use our drill around feature to get to more detail, like has there been a payment for that invoice? So there were a lot of things that in the past we used to have to write custom reports for that people can now just go in and use the application directly with the drill around and the delivered reports to get what they're looking for.
So that brings up a good question. So it's from what I've seen or heard, I guess, there's more than 4,000 what they call list views within Cloud Suite Financials and Supply. Now, do users have to go and create each of those, or is that just as that automatic, as you say?
The 4,000 are the ones that we deliver, But in addition to just the ones we deliver, and the list view is basically which fields from the database table, like payables invoice, and then often they have special filter logic assigned, like paid or open, or you know, a certain status that it's in. And those, that's what the concept of the list view is, specific fields and sometimes with the filter logic. But along with that, we offer the ability through security to allow users to personalize those lists. And so if they're saying, well, this form has all these columns on it, like it has the account number, but it doesn't have the account description, and I want to get the account description on there too. If they have security access, they can go in and personalize the list and add the account description.
Okay.
So that's a very powerful way for them to tailor. We call it tailoring as well as personalizing, getting the data that they need. And if they can do it on the fly, or it can be defined as a configuration where it can be assigned for everyone or specific users to see that that specific configuration. And then the next step along with that that's used by many of our power users or processors is our Excel Infor Designer query. And that allows them to start in Excel and then select which business class or table they want to start with, pick whatever fields they want, fields from related business classes, like for descriptions, and then add filter logic, the dates, whatever filter logic they want. And that's often used by the accountants and the supply management people to reconcile data or to see something that may need to be fixed, you know, with some kind of data situation that they might need some attention. So that's a very powerful tool.
Is that because they're very familiar with Excel, or why would they use that method?
Yes, because they're familiar with Excel. And again, this is the idea here is to put in the hands of the power users with tools and capabilities they're familiar with, like Excel, the ability for them to get what they want and they need for ad hoc queries or on the fly without having to submit a request for a developer to, and then potentially wait months before they get a developed report to meet that need. So it's trying to put all as much power as possible in the hands of the power users with the tools that they're familiar with.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
So the next delivered set of, well, we do have delivered reports in the Landmark application, and we have very good documentation with our reports user guide of the name of the report and the navigation path, how to get to it. So that's something that's often very helpful for people at the beginning. We also have our find feature. So if you're looking for, you know, just the name of a report and you're not quite sure how to navigate to it, you can put that in and it will often give you a pick list, you know, where you can just click on the link and then get there. So we have those delivered reports, and then we also have the ability for the power users or the users to create their own report in Landmark with the list view. But in addition to that, we have some delivered business intelligence reports. So the financial reports, we have a delivered set of standard reports like balance sheet, trial balance, income statement, and project reports. And those are developed with our Application Studio tool in the product that's called DEPM Platform now. And that uses our Global Ledger Cube as the data source. Those reports allow the ability to do the filtering with whatever has been set up for the chart of accounts and the departments and whatever has been defined as the structure for the Global Ledger Total Cube. And then we have another option, which is called Dashboard Self-Service, that lets users create their own financial reports through the dashboard. That's conceptually a lot like a pivot table. Which dimensions do you want on the rows? And it can be more than one. And then which dimensions do you want in the columns? And then we also have the ability that people can download and use our Application Studio full development tool to create what we call fully formatted financial reports.
Okay.
Those reports, the delivered reports, are also enabled. So if you're looking at an income statement, you can click on the number, like the actual for specific row, an account, and use the drill back capability to see what were those general ledger balances and then drill all the way back to the transactions. So it is very suited for being able to get to more detail, which is often something people are very interested in doing with the reports. Going on to the next step now, we have a transition that we've been going through using Infor's newer business intelligence platform. So we're still going to continue using the current platform for the financial reporting because that's highly integrated with the financial applications. But most of our other reporting that we used to do there is now being done in the Burst platform. Infor acquired Burst and is starting to use Burst along with our Cloud Suite applications because it's very much a native cloud technology. And that's what Infor wanted, especially for the multi-tenant environment. They wanted something that was native cloud and is very suited for high volume transaction reporting, which is different from what our financial cubes are really built for. So now we have our FSM analytics with Burst, and we also have our HCM human capital management analytics with Burst. And those are not just brand new as far as the models and what kind of key performance indicators are produced. These have been developed over a 15 to 20 year period with the customers and what they wanted to see. So this really is a lot of customer involvement that went into our buyer supplier models and reports and dashboards and our payables manager and our inventory manager, again, all role based. And we continue to increase the number of models that we have and the reports that are being delivered.
You mentioned the role-based capabilities, and you mentioned a role that I'm familiar with as a buyer example, and perhaps as someone out there and a billing administrator, right? So how does this solution present the information that's available for each of those roles? And you mentioned that there was a dashboard, or how was that surfaced in the user interface in these Cloud Suite applications?
And that fits into an umbrella that we sometimes call the user experience. So what we're thinking about there is when that user, like a buyer, logs in, and then how can they very quickly and easily see like 90% of the things that they would typically want to go to right away, and with one or two clicks get to where they most often want to go. And so based on the role of the person, like buyer, they are seeing a specific homepage. And on that homepage, for example, on our buyer homepage, they're seeing the open requisitions. These are things that, like maybe needing to move on to the next step in the business process, or may need some attention if they're kind of like stuck. Same thing for unreleased purchase orders, or in healthcare, very important, open to receive past delivery date. So they were expecting something for the operating room and they don't have it yet, so they need to know that so they can follow up right away. And then the buyer homepage also has a link for run reports that has links to the most often reports that they would want to go to. So that whole and then we also have the ability for the customers to be able to create their own homepages, so they can tailor exactly what links or data is being displayed automatically on a homepage for their specific sets of users and what they do. For the billing administrator, we have theirs is basically a link, just a list of links to the things that they would most likely want to go to save them time and navigation, like to get to their customer codes or customer credit cards, or the freight codes and add-on charges, or the order cancel credit reasons. So it's got a mix of setup forms and then also company specific or processing forms.
Wow, this sounds like a really, really powerful solution, right? So is it all included with the Cloud Suite applications?
Everything that
platforms? Okay.
Everything that I've been talking about is included in our multi-tenant environment. Now, you know, some of our customers are implementing Cloud Suite financials with financial and supply management, but maybe not the human capital. And then others are, you know, doing all of it. So that depends on what their needs and their choice was. But everything that I was describing are standard features across that platform for, you know, the financial side and the human capital side.
You know, Keith, that really clarifies that it's a role-based application. Navigation and security is all based on, you know, the role that you log in with. And it sounds like you can have custom roles, so you can create, for example, home pages with dashboards that allow you to mix and mash up, you know, what information your particular role, let's say it's a custom role, that you want to be displayed with in your user experience. And, you know, regardless of what reporting, you know, BI or analytics platform that information is coming from, it's at your fingertips and it's secured and it's easy to get to and it's easy to drill around and get access to other information as needed in this particular application, whether it's financial, supply management, or whether one of the HCM solutions, right? Okay. That's a great
that's
explanation.
What we were going for.
How it all fits together.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, I know that we're actually out of time for this particular podcast. There's so many other questions that I have, so I'd like to continue our discussion, you know, on another podcast soon. So I hope that everyone that's listening can join Keith and I on the next podcast, because I've got some questions about, you mentioned Burst, you mentioned another platform, DEPM platform, and on the next podcast, I would like to get into some more details about, you know, the important features and functionality that these solutions, these reporting and analytics platforms, bring to the Infor Cloud Suite solutions, and maybe some of the differences and some of the different ways that they provide different types of information and analytics and BI reporting to the end user. So, what do you think of that? Would you be interested in?
Sounds good.
Another podcast? Well, great. Well,
sure.
All right. Well, Keith, thanks for your time. And I hope that everyone that's listening will tune in for the next podcast. We'll see you then.